The most recent land use and environmental law case from the California Supreme Court is called Ebbets Pass Forest Watch versus the Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. Although recently the Supreme Court reviews more land use cases, historically the court has only issued a few opinions a year on the topic. While this case dealt specifically with timber harvest plans, those plans are functionally equivalent to an EIR under the forest practice rules, and the court's discussion sheds light on general CEQA practice. The Supreme Court first addressed the THP's section on cumulative impacts to threatened and endangered species. The plaintiff group argued that the cumulative impacts analysis was geographically too narrow. Although the plan stated that it used the Upper Griswold Creek watershed as its geographic scope, the court looked instead to the substance of the environmental document's discussion on impacts to the California spotted owl and the Pacific fisher. This discussion, despite what it first stated, actually analyzed cumulative impacts to the birds in the entire Sierra Nevada forest area owned by the Real Party in Interest logging company. So while the document's explicit designation of the assessment area was incorrect, the court said that the substance of the analysis was sufficient. The court also emphasized that the cumulative impacts analysis was easy to find within the document and easy to understand. The court referenced last year's Vineyard case when it said that the information was not scattered around a long, unorganized document buried in an appendix or contained only in a separate, inadequately cross-referenced document. The court highlighted CEQA's requirement that the public receive full information before project approval. Lastly, the court discussed the THP's analysis of future actions. Similar to the cumulative analysis, the THP first stated that herbicide use was too speculative to include in the impacts analysis. However, the document then discussed the kinds of herbicides used in other projects, their effects, and alternatives. The court held that this was proper because it met the public information requirements. Again, the court cited Vineyard and said that as long as the uncertainty, effects, mitigation measures, and alternatives are disclosed, that the full disclosure goals of CEQA are met. This case reminds us that the cumulative impact study areas may vary within an EIR. Second, it also reminds us that if the lead agency faces uncertainty in defining impacts, then it is appropriate to study and document alternative scenarios in order to create adequate CEQA coverage. Finally, all mandatory EIR provisions are equally important and relatively clear.